This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1378. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded October 17th, severe transmission problems from Martí, Costa Rica, Russia, India, Taiwan, Indonesia. New schedules from October 28th, mainly from Europe. Reactivations from Bolivia and Myanmar. Spain on SSB and DRM. Ukraine suspends North American service. Radio war between Eritrea and Ethiopia and the propagation outlook. WBCQ told me they resume playing World of Radio UT Monday at 0300 on 9330, October 15th, so another opportunity to hear us, although with that broadcast we can never be quite sure from one week to the next. We are played again during the following hour at 0415 or a bit later on 7415. We have many upcoming schedules for the B07 season, which starts officially on Sunday, October 28th. Not exactly coincidentally, that's the date Europe goes off summertime, although starting this year we do not until one week later, causing a new week of confusion. Nevertheless, we'll go ahead with the schedules, but you must always think in terms of universal time. Some stations move their programming an hour ahead or back, and others do not. KNLS in Alaska has their upcoming schedule on their website, and it always seems there are some contradictions depending on whether you look at their English website or their Chinese or Russian websites, and that includes contradictions about the broadcasts in English. This time there is one such contradiction at 08 UT. Will it be on 9615 or will it be on 7355? One of those will be in Mandarin and one in English. They do agree on the other English broadcasts. All three of the others at 10, 12, and 14 UT will be on 6150, and at 12 additionally on 6915. Unfortunately, they overlook the fact that Singapore is on 6150, as it's been for many years, with 250 kilowatts during all these broadcasts. And Costa Rica, TIRWR, may also be on there at 1000 UT. Well, at least 6915 shouldn't have any co-channel interference, at least not from other broadcasters. Quite a few stations have been experiencing transmission difficulties of one sort or another. Makes you wonder if anyone's paying attention at these stations, since in many cases they've gone on for days or even weeks at a time with nothing being fixed. Radio Martí has one remaining transmission on the schedule via Delano, 13820, starting at 1930 UT. But on at least two or three different occasions, I've heard the audio from that breaking up badly, audio dropping out every few seconds or even just about every second, making it unlistenable, even if the jamming is not a problem. I logged this specifically on October 12th and 15th after 2000 UT, but to my surprise I was hearing the same kind of breakup on 11845, October 17th after 14 UT, and that one is supposed to be via Greenville. However, the other Greenville frequency, 11930, at both these times was not having those problems, so it's some kind of problem in the audio feed link, I guess, between Miami and or Washington and the transmitter sites. Ben Cobb forwards news from his new website, www.26mhz.us, about using the 26 MHz band for DRM, that there's been a bit of a setback. The FCC has dismissed the application of David Joseph for a 26 MHz DRM license in the experimental radio service. This would have been from Family Radio headquarters in Oakland, California. In the dismissal, they said this is not really necessary since there have already been such experimentation in Europe on the 26 MHz band. Part of the problem is apparently that this would be for general reception by the public, but not via the usual ionospheric skip, but by local ground wave only, even though it's on a shortwave band. Ben Dawson draws our attention to a report by the Government Accountability Office on the vagaries of FCC's rulemaking process. He says, if you enjoy the making of sausage, you may find this of interest. Part of the summary, published at the GAO website, says, in the case studies and in discussions with other stakeholders that regularly participate in FCC rulemakings, multiple stakeholders generally knew when the Commission scheduled votes on proposed rules well before FCC notified the public. FCC rules prohibit disclosing this info outside of FCC. Other stakeholders said that they cannot learn when rules are scheduled for a vote until FCC releases the public meeting agenda, at which time FCC rules prohibit stakeholders from lobbying FCC. As a result, stakeholders, that's STAKE, with advance info about which rules are scheduled for a vote, would know when it is most effective to lobby FCC, while stakeholders without this info would not. The transmitters at Sackville, New Brunswick, have a propensity for radiating semi-harmonics, and two more of those have been reported. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard RCI October 12th at 0205 in Spanish on 4877.49. That's half of nominal 9755. And then Dave Valco, also in Pennsylvania, reported to HCDX, hearing the CBC Northern Quebec service, IDing as CBC Montreal at 1130 UT, on 4812.48. That's one half of approximately 9625. According to timeanddate.com, daylight shifting is to end in Mexico on October 28th, even though the USA has extended it 1 week longer. On the other hand, Cuba is shown as matching the U.S. dates despite a certain hostility. Well, if Mexico does not go along with the USA, that will cause a bit of confusion in commerce along the border. Back on September 26th, David Ross in Ontario wondered what he was hearing on 18105, which is now within an amateur radio band. We checked this later and discovered that it was, in fact, a spur from Radio Exterior de España, Costa Rican relay on 17850, because we ran across it first on the matching spur on the low side, the precise frequencies at the time being 17593.5 and 18106.5. We've been hearing these every day since October 11th. Somewhat ironically, 17593.5 interferes with Spain's home broadcast direct on 17595 during certain hours. The scheduling is different on weekends than on weekdays. The spurs are somewhat distorted with audio cutting out other noises, and I've even heard what sounds like two separate carriers for each spur beating against each other. The current schedule for 17850 is Monday through Friday from 18 to 20 UT, Saturday 16 to 23, and Sunday 15 to 23, according to the IB list. While the transmission direct from Spain on 17595 is Monday through Friday at 10 to 15, Saturday 12 to 21, and Sunday 12 to 20. So that means that Spain is interfering with itself Monday through Friday at 18 to 20, Saturday at 16 to 21, and Sunday at 15 until 20 hours. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica was also hearing this. At first, we thought it might be a third harmonic from Colombia's La Voz del Guaviare, 6035, landing on 18105, since we know they do put out a second harmonic. But it turns out to be the Spain relay in Costa Rica, which he's very close to and must be receiving via groundwave. Another ham let us know he was concerned about this broadcaster in the 17-meter ham band, Richard Zola, N8NKN, heard October 13th at 1645 on 18106. Two of Radio Havana Cuba's transmitters on the 49-meter band mixed together to produce a product on 6300. It's been there for months. I noticed on October 14th at 0126 that reception on 6300 was actually better than on the frequency it originated from, 6060, since that frequency had heavy adjacent channel interference and 6300 was in the clear. This was in Spanish, although later on we hear it in English. It leaps over the English transmitter on 6180 to land on 6300. Cuban jamming has appeared on an additional frequency because the VOA changed frequency to 6110 for its Spanish service in the evening. And unfortunately, despite Radio Martí, VOA also has a program specifically for Cuba, and that must be jammed. We noted the jamming between 1 and 1:30 UT on 6110. Fortunately, this is a temporary frequency for VOA. They plan to move to 5940 for the B07 season. Please take note, Cuba, and move your jamming there too, because 6110 is planned for Radio Tirana's North American service in the new season, starting at midnight in Albanian and at 0130 in English. The Dentro-Cuban jamming command can be a bit slow to catch on to what's happening. As we mentioned previously, Radio Republica quit its relay via Germany 5910 September 29th. Nevertheless, on October 17th, on a hunch, I checked that frequency at 0115, and although there was nothing there in the way of broadcasting, yes, Cuban jamming could still be heard. On Sundays, Radio Havana tends to come on 13750 as early as 13 UT, despite Radio Tirana blasting it away, preventing it from being heard in North America, but that seems to be limited to Sundays only, even though Havana isn't supposed to start its Alo Presidente relay from Venezuela until an hour later at 1400. That problem should also be resolved in the new season, no thanks to Havana, because Tirana will be changing time and frequency. Several months ago, we had news of a new Bolivian on the 60-meter band, Radio Universitaria in Cobija, on 4732. However, it was last reported in mid-July, but now it's back, first reported now by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, October 10th at 2336. And thanks to his tip, quickly heard by many others, including Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica at 2344, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania at midnight 40 to 0120 playing pop music. Arnaldo Slyan in Argentina heard it at 2345 with romantic songs. Terry Kruger in Florida at 0125 to 0201 with sports coverage. This may be the reason they were off the air for a while. Nicolás Hiramo found something on the website of the Amazonian University of Pando that the radio station had been remodeling and improving its installations on FM and shortwave. Most of the time, there's no signal to be heard from LRA 36 Antarctica 15476, assuming it is on the air as scheduled, between 19 and 21 UT weekdays. But keep checking and you may eventually be rewarded, as I was on October 11th, from TuneIn at 1943 until they went off the air at 2102. The name of the program is De Esperanza al Mundo, mainly playing music, but with promos here and there about what's going on at the base. On October 13th, Mauricio Molano in Spain reported hearing one of the domestic networks there, Onda Cero, on shortwave, upper sideband, 4394.5. That was 1850 UT. One theory, he suggests, is that it could be a military transmitter for Spanish soldiers abroad. It was then heard by many others, including Jari Savolainen in Finland, and also the next day by Mauricio at 10:30 UT with a football match. And it was still going all day on October 14th from 0950 to 1648, says Manuel Mendez in Spain. And on October 15th, it was on the air as early as 0500. And they were even running it overnight. Scott Barber in New Hampshire heard it at 0227, apparently covering a live event. We still don't know exactly where this is coming from or why, but I do note that frequencies in that area are duplex for shore-to-ship communication. World of Radio 1378 is semi-finished. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Our thanks this week for financial support go to John O'Neill in the USA, who said a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Via José Bueno in Spain, we have the new V07 schedule for Radio Exterior de España, showing, by the way, that the Costa Rican relay I was talking about putting out spurs, 17850, will be moving to 15125. So, will the spurs go with it? The English broadcasts from Spain in the new season will be as follows. To Europe, Monday through Friday at 20 to 21 on 9690, Saturday and Sunday at 22 to 23 on 6125. To Central Africa, Monday through Friday at 20 to 21 on 9605. Nothing on Saturday, but on Sunday at 22 to 23 on 9595. To North America, no change, still on 6055 daily at midnight to 01UT. Eric Kuya in Denmark heard Polish Radio External Service announce what its new frequencies and times would be for English. B07, 1 hour later than before, UT, 13 to 14 on 5975 and 9450, and 18 to 19 on 6015 and 7130. Of course, none of these are direct from Poland anymore. Gordon Brown provides the transmitter sites via Wolfgang Büschel. 5975 is now in Germany, 9450 and 6015 are Wertachtel, Germany, and 7130 is Issoudun, France. So in North America, our best chance should be 9450 at 1300. If interference permits, I see that FABC Philippines is also on the frequency aimed west. Radio Tirana Albania's new times and frequencies for English, NB07. To Europe at 1945 to 20 on 6135 and 7465, 21 to 2130 on 7430. To North America, 1530 to 1600 on 13640, 21 to 2130 on 9915. These are Monday through Saturday. While the evening broadcasts to North America are UT Tuesday through Sunday. And now there are four different times instead of two, at 0130 to 145 and 330 to 4 on 6110, at 0245 to 3 and 0430 to 5 on 7425. The weekly broadcast from Sunday into UT Monday from Radio Varna, Bulgaria, is changing frequency to 6,000 kilohertz. I'm afraid that will encounter problems with interference from Cuba. Perhaps they forgot that Havana's on there since it refuses to participate in HFCC. The Varna broadcast is scheduled from 2230 until 0400, non-directional. Tuning around on October 14th, I was surprised to hear absolutely no signal on 7440, where Radio Ukraine International should have been, including English at midnight and 0300 in North America. Then on a webcast of Whole World on the radio dial, I heard Oleg Shigorov mention that transmission might be discontinued in mid-October if financing could not be found to continue it. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. He reported to OpenDX as of October 11th. He says the reason is traditional shortage of finances. But then their website was changed to say that these transmissions had been temporarily stopped, so there's some hope they may return. If not until the new season, the frequency planned, 7530, when English would be 1 hour later at 01 and 04. The thing is, unlike all the other RUI transmissions, this one is via a different site with much higher power, Lviv with supposedly 600 kilowatts. Almost every day from at least October 11th to 16th, there were huge dirty blobs of spurious signals from the Voice of Russia on the 15 megahertz band. Wolfgang Büschel reported this first for the Urdu service at 12 UT when it was peaking around 15610 to 15640. The peak frequencies seemed to change every day. Monitoring after 13 UT, I found it was always the Hindi service, which was supposed to be on 15550. It's parallel to 15605, but the latter goes into English at 1400, while the spurious frequencies go into Urdu. The trouble with these huge, dirty, spurious blobs is that they are not only on one frequency, but blotting out many neighboring frequencies. When they were on 15640, they ruined Greece on 15630. Another day, I found the blob between 15615 and 15630. On October 15th, they were centered around 15750, bothering Sweden 15735 and Israel 15760. On October 16th, they'd moved up to 15875 or 15870 and vicinity. Finally, on October 17th, things seemed to be back to normal with a good signal in Hindi on 15550 and none of the spurs. As you may have heard, Turkey is furious about the U.S. congressional resolution affirming the Ottomans' genocide of the Armenians in 1915. This has been covered in great depth, or with great heat, perhaps we should say, on the Voice of Turkey's English broadcasts. We usually listen to the 1230 UT on 15450, including live from Turkey on Thursdays, via Christopher Lewis and several other sources. Here's the Voice of Turkey schedule in English, effective October 28th. All the times move 1 hour later as usual, and the frequencies change. At 1330 on 11735 and 12035, that's the one we should check, although it's intended for Europe. At 1930 on 6055. At 2130 on 7180. At 2300 on 5960 to North America. At 0400 on 7240 and to North America 6020. Last week we mentioned some mystery jamming I've been hearing on 15645 between 15 and 16 UT. Wolfgang Büschel theorized it might be against Kol Israel's Persian service, but he's done some further monitoring on October 13th, and he believes that's not the case. He says there are four different types of jammers on slightly different frequencies: Basie diesel engine, a whistle oscillating, a high-pitched bubbler, and acoustical feedback. There was an NID program underneath in a Near East language, but it was not VOA in Persian, nor Radio 4DA. The program ended at exactly 1600, and the bubbling jammer went off at 1601. Signal levels were strong when monitored with a remote receiver in the Middle East, so what in the world is this? Also, quite a radio war is developing between Eritrea and Ethiopia. The second program of Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea, nominally on 7175, has been heard jumping around to different frequencies, pursued by what is presumably Ethiopian jamming. Martin Groot in Netherlands was hearing this on October 13th at 0403, when both were temporarily on about 7215. Tarek Zeidan in Egypt lost some sleep on October 15th, about the same time, after 0400 UT. Among the frequencies involved were 7210, 7215, 7180, plus the nominal 7175. Another frequency Eritrea jumped to momentarily was 7160. And Chris Greenway forwards a report from the Eritrean Ministry of Information saying that Ethiopia is engaged in attempts not only to block the broadcasting of Eritrean media outlets, but also websites. Last week I mentioned that we have Ethiopians on three frequencies in a row, and now it's four, pointed out by Seiji Hasegawa in Japan of the Nagoya DX Circle. Radio Fana has added another frequency, and Voice of Tigray Revolution is now on 5960, 5980, and 6185. So between 15 and 20 UT, Ethiopians are heard on 5960, 5970, 5980, and Radio Ethiopia itself on 5990. Some monitoring of the new frequency for the entertainment service from All India Radio in Hindi, Vivid Bharati, 9870. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says it was providing a great signal at midnight 50 UT. In fact, it was blowing away Austria, which has been on that frequency already, with 300 kilowatts, but it was in the background well under India. Well, we may know the reason for that in Costa Rica, because Joe's Jacob provides the new azimuth for 9870 from Bangalore, 320 degrees. It so happens that's aimed right at Costa Rica, coincidentally, meanwhile going across Tehran and Western Europe, but missing most of India. But it's also heard pretty well here in North America in our mornings, say at 12:45, when its lively music is quite a contrast to the solemn organ music next door from WEWN on 9885. The Wolfgang Büschel, German intruder watcher, DJ9KR, reports an all-India radio transmission on 7072.5 at 1945 UT with bad modulation. It may come from Delhi on 7410. By the way, did I mention that the Russians also were putting out some dirty spurs, not only on the 15 megahertz band, but on the 7 megahertz band as monitored in Europe. Thanks to excellent medium wave propagation conditions with zero sunspots, Bruce Conti in New Hampshire picked up Japan on 747 and 774 kilohertz NHK around 1000 UT October 15th, and then many of the rest of us in North America look for them. Bruce Winkleman in Tulsa was hearing 774 around sunrise on October 16th, and I also heard it in Enid, Oklahoma at 1243 UT October 17th. Japanese audio on 774, that's the 500 kilowatt transmitter at Akita of NHK2. It's on the northwest coast of Honshu. On October 14th from 1302 and for more than an hour, I noticed the WYFR relay via Taiwan on 9280. Had the modulation cutting on and off at the rate of about four times per second. Another case of no one paying attention and no one doing about anything about a transmission problem. The Myanmar Defense Forces Broadcasting Unit in Tongyi, Burma, had been inactive for quite a while on 5770, but perhaps due to the recent disturbances, it has been reactivated. Heard October 12th at 1335 by Jari Savolainen in Finland, and then by Ron Howard in California, October 13th until sign-off at 1532. Seems the Voice of Indonesia always has some problem or other on 9525, October 14th, before and after 1400 UT. Their audio was stuck in a loop. I was hearing four musical syllables over and over. It sounded like Luvun Hari. Don't know what that means or if it makes any sense in Korean or Indonesian. Then the following two or three days, the transmission was off the air. Ron Howard in California says RRI Jakarta on 9680 was active during Ramadan, but it's disappeared again. Checked around 09 to 10 UT. In case you followed our tip last week about PMA, the new Micronesian station on 4755, you may have been disappointed because they promptly went off the air for a few days, I guess, to make some further adjustments. This lasted, I believe, from October 10th to 14th, but they were back on the 15th, says S. Hasegawa in Japan and Mauno Riitelä in Finland. Program schedule now says they're on the air only from 19 to 13 UT. New Zealand has changed their schedule again. No time for details, but their lowest frequency now is 5950 and their highest 17675. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 16th. A and K indices peaking at 15 and 4 October 20th, 25 and 5 October 26th, 15 and 4 on October 30th. In between, down to 5 and 2, and from November 1st onwards. Solar flux only 67, peaking at 68 October 31st to November 9th. And that's World of Radio 1378. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.